B-Pod Studios.
Sub. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What is this, Hell in a Bucket?
Hell in a Show.
See, I don't believe in uninformed viciousness. I know about the things I'm talking about when I dislike them. I know the Grateful Dead. I know the songs. I knew what this was 5 seconds into it.
Sounds like a band on the back of a truck. Yeah, played at some folk festival.
See, this is the one album where I can actually listen to a couple of songs on it, and Grateful Dead fans hate this album.
It's like that. What's the Springsteen one that Zoe likes?
Oh, Hungry Heart.
Yeah, and Springsteen
fans. Got a friend.
Friends
of Baltimore, Jack.
That's a good one.
What's the name of this album? In the Dark?
Yes.
This also has Touch of Grey on it, which I think is a good song.
Sounds like a jug band.
But Grateful Dead fans don't like it.
Ooh, a little motorcycle there in the background. Vroom. Vroom. Recorded live.
Ken West, program director, Vault 92.9, his head is about to explode.
The people.
Listen to this crap. I don't blame you, Ken.
And I got relatives that are Grateful Dead fans. Like, the people that go to these shows speaks everything about.
Right.
Like,
says all you need to know.
Just look at them. Like, what's wrong with you people?
You can identify them right away. It's like, oh, you're going to a Dead show.
Yeah, weirdo.
Yeah,
terrible.
You, right over there.
All right. Let's grab a couple more calls here.
Yep.
Not that I'm putting off the baseball talk, because McCarthy is here.
Try to as long as we can. The baseball season is coming.
That seems unnecessary, though. It's a fine sport.
It's a hell of a sport.
It's a fine sport.
If you like watching paint dry, it's a hell
of
a sport.
It's not true. They won the World Series, though. Don't be a jerk.
Boy, is it a talker.
Adam and Lowell, what do you got, Adam?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I really hope the team doesn't overreact and try to draft a bunch of wide receivers in the draft. Because
what do you think they're going to do?
They couldn't draft wide receivers if their lives depended on it. They could not. Go for a tight end, do anything else, look for a trade. Any wide receiver they try to draft, it just doesn't work out. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Good.
Before you draft a wide receiver, here's what I do. I'd pick up the phone if you're Casario and company. I'd call Pittsburgh and Colbert. And I said, how do you guys draft receivers? Tell me what you look for in a receiver. That team replenishes and – it's one after the other, going back to Santonio Holmes. Who's the guy that shot himself in his leg?
Plexico Burris.
Plexico Burris. Hines Ward. Oh,
Mike
my
Wallace,
God.
Even when he was
Mike
a good
Wallace
player,
like. Was, yeah. I mean, just keep going.
Eddie in Framingham. Want to talk about Jordy Nelson, Eddie? What do you got?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, well, Jordy Nelson was supposed to go back to Oakland this year, and obviously that's not happening.
Right. They paid him $3 million and cut him. Tells me something's wrong.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but if I was in our position to where we have nothing right now for wide receivers, I'd try to get him and Randall Cobb.
I tell you what.
They might have some chemistry there.
I'd take Cobb. I think Cobb can play. He's a competitor. He's a gamer. He's played in a pass-proficient system. So the institutional knowledge, again, a plucker of the football, not a body catcher. I'd take a flyer on Cobb.
Cobb's healthy.
At this point, he's still out there.
If he's healthy, you know I'm all in. I worry he's on the back nine, but
see,
I think
so
he's a good
Amendola,
fit for the offense.
Look
though.
How good Amendola was for you in certain spots.
Right.
Danny Amendola's on a pitch count. He had a bad knee.
They're trying to get something going in Oakland. They're spending some money. They've got a couple of new pieces. If Jordy Nelson was valuable to them in any way, in terms of a little bit of stability or somebody as a fallback, they would not be paying him to go away. They're paying him to go away.
See,
huge red flag.
They have a top wide receivers left on the board up there in NBC Sports Boston.
Yep.
Randall Cobb, I'd take a flyer on him. Demaryius Thomas, quitter. Don't touch him. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot
bad
pole.
Achilles.
Gets taken out of a game. Crabtree's okay.
How about this? Chris Hogan kid?
No, Mike Wallace. No,
Chris Hogan.
Pierre Garçon, maybe 4 years ago. Chris Conley. A lot of meh. Meh, sir.
Well, that's what happens when you get to this point.
Cobb,
that's why they're, that's why
say,
they're
well,
the remaining free agent wide receivers.
Crabtree can play.
Okay.
Take a flyer on him.
All right. Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association, they've reached an agreement on some rule changes. These are going to be over the next two seasons, though. The first one is a single trade deadline. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what this means?
End of July.
Right.
Right.
So, okay, so no more August trades.
Right.
There can be a single trade deadline.
Like the whole July 31st. What was it? The big one with the Dodgers. The Beckett one.
It was all
that.
done after July.
Right.
All right. So that's number one. There's going to be an All-Star Game Election Day. Now, fans are still going to be allowed to vote on All-Star Game starters online. McCarthy, help me out with this. The top three vote-getters will then be involved in a one-day election to determine who ultimately gets the honor.
Wait,
did you do this on your podcast yet?
I'm going to be doing it in the next coming week. Nice. Hold on.
It's from Yahoo Sports.
I thought it was just going to happen over one day. They were going to put the names out there, and the top three guys get on the roster. Am I mistaken about that?
The fans will be allowed to vote on the answer. Oh, the top three vote-getters will then be involved in a one-day election to determine who ultimately gets the honor.
So fans vote all season long, and then there'll be a date where they determine they're going to stop the voting.
This must be the starting lineups. That's what it must be.
It's like a season-long primary.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a primary election.
It's a good idea. It's a nice little tweak. Why not?
You got to get people to log on twice and vote on two different things. I don't know.
If you want, hopefully you're not on vacation that day.
What day is that? I could bang out on. What day are you doing this election? All Star Weekend. It's right after the 4th, right? Yeah.
All right. Here's something else. The $1 million home run derby.
This is good.
Is it?
This is good for you, me, and him because we look at $1 million and say, "Wow, $1 million. That's worth it."
Well, not so fast.
Okay.
Aaron Judge, for instance, this season. Is going to make, how much do you think Aaron Judge is going to make this year?
This year, I'll say $27 million.
Not even close.
$684,300.
Yeah. He's still in pre-arbitration.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's a young player. The young players in baseball don't get paid until six years
in. Right.
Now, Aaron Judge is going to make a ton of money, but so far, he has not made a ton of money. So to him, $1 million, that's a big prize.
Yeah.
To some of the other guys in it, no, won't mean anything.
Yeah, Stan, but you're not going to see him in it.
Nope. But to him, $1 million prize? Okay. There's more juice to that than there is Tiger and Phil playing for $10 million.
Oh, I agree with that.
I agree.
Home run derby is the best thing about All-Star Weekend.
And if you get the legitimate stars, which baseball has struggled to do really since the steroid era, that's the idea here.
Yeah.
Put some money on the line, get Aaron Judge,
long ball.
Get Gary Sanchez, get Stanton, get Harper, get all of these guys. If you get the best eight home run hitters in baseball, that's good stuff.
It's like the NBA slam dunk contest. You don't want a bunch of guys that six men competing. That's eventually what it got to.
And that's been the problem in baseball. But if you get the legitimate home run hitters with the timed format that they're doing, that's must watch.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
This is good.
There's four more things here. Three of them I understand. One of them I need help with. Roster expansion 2020. They're going to go from 25 to 26 players. Maximum 13 pitchers. And September 1st, you can go up to 28 players and 14 pitchers.
That's good.
Fine, good.
That's good. That eliminates those stupid September games where you've got 40 guys on the roster and they take forever. That's good.
In 2020, three batter minimum. It's going to happen in 2020, according to the league. Now, the MLB Players Association didn't agree to it, but the commissioner can do it anyway, starting in 2020. Three batter minimum for relief pitchers.
Bad idea.
If the commissioner follows through.
If the commissioner follows through with it. See, I think it's going to help pace of play, but...
I like that.
It's going to help the time of the game, the duration of the game. If you're not bringing a guy in for one pitcher and then getting somebody else out there and warm them up. Something to the chess match late in the game and important games that I think will be missed.
Think ahead of that if you put this in, yeah?
Pace of play in general, between inning breaks are going to go from 205 to 2 minutes for local games, 225 to 2 minutes in national games.
Yep.
That's almost 30 seconds off the break times in
national
games.
That's a good one for the national. Yeah. National ones are brutal. Yeah.
This is the one I don't get.
Baseball.
15-day DL. Whoops, it's not a DL anymore.
It's the injured list.
It's the injured list. We don't say DL anymore. We're all going to say DL. It's the injured list.
Yeah, I will not say injured list.
A few years ago, I went to the 10-day DL. Like, oh, that makes sense. You need a couple of games. The 10 days gone. It's back to 15.
They did that because of pitchers. They felt that teams were taking advantage of the 10-day DL, skipping a guy in the rotation. Because if you put him on the DL for 15 days, then he's missing two or three starts. That's why they're going back to the 15. They felt teams were taking advantage.
Okay, there you go. See, that's why Matt's here to explain that.
Nice.
So that wasn't too bad.
No, it's good.
We did baseball.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to whatever you want to do next.
No, we do whatever we want.
No, whatever you want.
Whatever you
want
to do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Music today.
No, we're turning this segment over to you. I kind of decided that for the break. Whatever it is that you want, whatever is that you want to talk about in this segment, Zoe.
So,
it's all on you. We can take we got one call. We got one Patriots call about Trey Flowers on the board. There you can go to, or we can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about.
Well, Easter's coming, right? Easter's the next big holiday, right?
Well, St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
I said next big holiday.
It is St.
Patrick's celebrate
Day.
Easter. That is
okay. Easter. 4th of July.
A Memorial Day?
Thanksgiving. Memorial Day. Even put Labor Day. I put more Memorial Day because that's really the kickoff of summer.
Yes.
That is like the, that's the big one.
It's Scott Zolak down the Cape. That's what
Labor Day, it's like, you don't want Labor Day because it's like, it's the end of summer, school starts.
Labor Day is kickoff to football, though.
Football kicks off itself, Jim, and it kicks off in July, okay? Yeah, first day of camp, holiday. No, kidding. So, Easter, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Now we're starting to add all these other holidays in. So
St. Patrick's Day has been around for a long time.
I know it has, but I'm trying to say that it is really starting to get commercialized and big. Like, you walk in today,
and no
pretty
other
much
holidays
every
are.
Single salesperson, who nobody will see, by the way, has on green.
Well, they'll
green
see
shoes,
each other.
Jacket. They have the little springy things with the Shamrock things on top of it.
Yeah.
Anybody in there have anything green on? No, URI sweatshirt.
Yeah, Jim. Tom.
Tom, so you wake up today thinking, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and acknowledge this big day that we're going to have on Sunday. Is St. Patrick's Day really that big a holiday?
Okay, so what is it?
We're going to have little parades downtown here.
What is your chief complaint?
It's gotten so commercialized and bigger than
that. So it's the commercialization of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Like, it's really.
People have lost what it's really about.
I mean, in Boston, really, it's, you know,
Tell them why you're really upset. Why are you really upset about St. Patrick's Day? You have to bring in something for your kids' school today.
Decorate a shoebox now, because now our kids need special treats too. Acknowledge you, St. Patrick's Day. We're going to have a big party at the end of the day. We're going to open it up and surprise them all. Put something green in there. Maybe some coins that are chocolate coins, or a little green necklace or something. Decorate a shoebox up.
I'd be mad about that, too. Paint it all up. I can understand that.
Like, I can see Christmas. You know, hey, we're going to do a Christmas party, or kid's birthday, or... end of school party, or, you know, Memorial Day is coming. Yeah, get the kids all fired up.
Isn't there
what kid is going into school today? I'm so fired up for St. Patrick's Day.
Isn't there something, though? And different from Valentine's Day, right?
It's a day to go out and get
Valentine's hammered. Day is
Valentine's Day is different.
Is about buying things for someone that
it's
you
not for
you know,
women to buy for
you
men.
Love.
For
okay,
men to buy from
St. Patrick's Day is just about a good time.
There's about drinking again. No amateur night.
No one's really trying to sell you anything additional or I mean, a little bit different. You know, like Duncan will do.
Do you really like blue
different coffees? But you're getting
really
coffee
like
anyway.
It's fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic.
It's very good.
You're going to squirt mustard all over it?
Oh, yes.
Phenomenal. I love it too.
It's so great. Good.
Speaking of which, I saw Dez last night at Hurricanes.
Dez Bryant?
No. You remember, the guy who's bring us the Irish food every St. Patrick's Day.
And he would bring the bangers and the mash, and I tell you what, I would eat...
No, those little corn, those egg rolls.
Where is it?
The sausages.
Where's our food? Every year, we would get a huge St. Patrick's Day feast. It was even discussed, I think, at some point
And he would bring
night.
Guinness in.
I loved it.
He'd bring Guinness in.
The corned beef and cabbage egg rolls were amazing.
How much... I would literally owe me his entire tin of cabbage. I actually took the cabbage home, the extra cabbage.
So good. So good.
I do like it.
Many things we do right. The
you're
Irish.
Upset about.
Oh, you're Irish.
McCarthy, oh, you're looking at me. Oh, you're Irish. Irish. Did you look over here, Mr. Pale Vampire guy over here? Am true. I Irish, McCarthy?
Nah, Stachowicz really? Is Irish too, then, huh? Yeah.
Stachowicz.
Stachowicz. Irish. It might name? Be Polish. Stachowicz.
Okay. Stachowicz.
Yeah. Stachowicz is an Irish name.
Stachapoo. Oh.
Yeah. We got some work to do here. Okay. Got some work to do.
Okay. Well, Zoe.
But I mean, you don't have any complaints about. Now people here are going to say you're in Boston, no. right? It's a hey. I'm going to embrace St. Patrick's Day. It is what it is.
I went to the parade once. I know what that's all about. I never have to go again.
You don't like going seeing grown men throw up on their own feet?
No.
You don't like that?
No.
Really?
Not really.
You don't
my
like
thing.
That smell? You don't like guys getting sucker punched in the face?
Marcy and her mom have a bit of a tradition. They go out and, like, you know, have a lunch or a drink together every St. Patrick's Day. Mom's Irish. So
that's
a nice little tradition they have. I got no problem with that. I don't feel. Marketed to.
It's just like a big day in Boston, a big day in Notre Dame, right?
It's a big day where there's a lot of Irish heritage.
Yeah, put your dukes up on me fighting the Irish. Me fighting Irish. Fighting Irish.
Well,
I mean, it's just, I've gotten bugged this week by all the advertising on St. Patrick's Day. But I do like the
obviously.
I love the dunk St. Patrick's Day.
Coley? Yes. Is this Coley in New Hampshire? Is that
Coley.
Right?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So it's actually Coley. But anyways, I have a. Yes. I have a theory to the St. Patrick's Day commercialization. I just got out of college, and pretty much it gives college students a reason to day drink all day. So that's probably a part of it.
Well, speaking of UMass, they have this thing called Blarney, right? Because they're all on spring break, so they miss St. Patrick's Day, so they have to make up a fake St. Patrick's Day. It's so forced.
How do you know about this?
A kid went to it.
Oh.
Like, this is awesome.
Coming into focus now.
Call me. This is awesome, Dad.
Uh-huh.
It's this thing called Blarney, but it's for the Irish and for St. Patrick's Day. But woo, there's no St. We're gonna miss it, so we're doing it anyway.
Oh, great!
I'll call you later. I gotta go find my shirt.
What?
You see my shoes? Yes.
Click.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad. Click.
You know, like Thanksgiving, I could see people dressing up as pilgrims, like we do here. Find people with work within the building here. We had a nice feast down there that
was
we all
very
come
nice
together.
Thanksgiving
we
feast.
Got we had pilgrims and Indians downstairs, and it was awesome.
I think you find it offensive because you yourself do not need an excuse to drink and have a good time.
It's a fair
it has
point.
Has nothing to do with it.
It's got a little bit to do with it.
It is a little kind of amateur
day. I think you look down upon people.
Do I look down upon New Year's.
Yes.
Who need
New
an
Year's.
Excuse.
Cinco de Mayo.
Wait a minute.
Same
Move.
Thing.
So St. Patrick's Day. Listen, I'm gonna create a scenario for you. St. Patrick's Day. Instead of March 17th, is July 17th, and you're down the Cape, and it's 75, 80 degrees.
Now we're talking.
And now everyone's going to drink.
Paint me green. No, but you know what? Hey, we used to work, same thing. It's like Marathon Monday.
Right.
Back in the day, we'd go to Houlihan's, the only place we ever went to because we thought it was the only bar in Boston. We'd load up a car and go in and party all St. Patrick's Day, and we'd start early. And it was great. And I think maybe outgrow it. I don't know. You ever outgrown? Maybe I've outgrown St. Patrick's Day. Is really
well. I used to bartend at a Houlihan's, and let me tell you something.
You guys had a great menu. when you lived in Pittsburgh, like I did, and one of the special nights, we'd go down to South Hills and we'd go to Houlihan's. Like that's for special.
Brentwood chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, you kidding me? Specialty drinks. I mix you up a blue whale, a cheap sunglasses, whatever you want.
The plastic cups and you stack them all up, right?
I knew what
exactly.
I was doing.
I know.
But yeah, the St. Patrick's Day was an absolute nightmare at Houlihan's. Nightmare. So yeah. I don't have any particular love for it, but I don't feel offended at the commercialization of it either.
Okay. That's all.
Okay.
Trying to put my grip around it.
It's good stuff. Whatever you need to do to come to grips with it, because it's happening on Sunday.
Like rookies. Yeah.
617-779-0985. You can chime in on that or all things football. Is if you missed it earlier, Adrian Claiborne announced via his own Twitter account that he's been released by the Patriots. So once again,
a subtraction
from the team. Nothing really significant added to it. Has there been a significant addition to this team so far, Zoe? That
Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett is a significant addition.
I would say
yes?
so, yeah. When
yes?
you lose Flowers like that, and this is pretty much the route I think you're going, and you have Pennell, yeah. He's kind of an anchor. Like, he could do what Malcolm Brown did. Malcolm Brown ended up getting $15 million for 3 years. You see that?
See ya. Thing I can say about Malcolm Brown after watching him for 4 years, I have no idea if he's actually a good player or not, which says to me all I need to know about Malcolm Brown.
He's your defensive Lawrence Maroney. Former first round pick that played
that flashed team, a little bit.
Flashed, played, and the team did well when you played. You won games. How many Super Bowls did Malcolm Brown go to in his career?
All three.
And there's a team. We're getting a Super Bowl winning player here now. Like three. Let's say we're getting him at a still $15 million.
If Chris Hogan had been in the contract position he was a year ago, would he still be out there? Or did he do himself a giant disservice this past season? He had a chance to step up in those first four games in Julian Edelman's absence, and I don't think he ever really clicked. We did not see Chris Hogan.
Yeah, he's not a slot guy. That's the problem.
What is
he? They moved him around.
What is he?
He's a whatever, wherever, he, you know what he is? And it's a perfect example of it. He's a plug-in wherever you need him type guy. And it's almost, and it's the problem. So Edelman was out. Was Gronkowski up to speed? You know, you didn't have Josh Gordon. So what is opposite him? Edelman was on suspension. You're the number one guy. Dorsett was in camp. You had Kenny Britt. You had Jordan Matthews you were rolling dice on. Those guys never worked out. And all of a sudden, it was like, whoosh, Chris Hogan, go. You're the one. The number one. He was the one for the first 4 weeks here. And just, what are you going to do? You're going to take your best guy, you're going to put him on him, and you're going to roll coverage.
And maybe unfortunate that he did have that spot in the first 4 weeks of the season, that the Patriots, if they're going to struggle, if they're going to have a couple of losses within a four-game stretch, I'm not saying you mark him down for the first 4 weeks of the season,
you know,
but
what?
We've seen them drop unorthodox, we've seen them have unorthodox losses in the first four games of the season more so than any other time of the year.
In a weird way, he played maybe his best game, I thought, against Jacksonville. You know, they freed him up. He caught, I think, what, two touchdowns in that game? He beat Ramsey across his face on a slant down and tight around the goal line. Like, everybody played like dog poo against Jacksonville except him.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue with that. And we have our fake promos coming up at the end of the show, as Ooh. It is Friday on Zolak and Bertrand. No?
And I'm going to say this. The Fuppets have not been put out there yet. It's probably the best Fuppets you've done.
That's saying something.
It's special, this one.
We got a whole team working on the Fuppets now. It's not just me.
I can tell. It's like a movie now.
That team. Anyway, yeah, so there'll be fresh Fuppets on Felger Mass later. But fake promos, 8 fake promos, Jim? Is that what you said?
Yes, I haven't
heard
8.
And I haven't heard any of them.
No, you're in this chair today, so you don't get to be the...
Can McCarthy be the arbiter? Can he be the one that goes in
no,
there?
And gets go
yeah, as long as you have all negative ones, like really bad, down and dirt, down and...
You guys sometimes. Have to talk for an extra 10 minutes because he'll say none of them are good enough.
Well, that's true. Oh, well, that's he true. Won't be able to say anything about that's it right true. Now because you got to do the hub headlines there, Matthew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Another thing that happens this time of year. Taxes. April 15th is your filing deadline. There is there's an issue going on in the state of Louisiana right now.
Like what?
You know what it is.
So refunds have been doubled accidentally.
Whoops.
Luckily, if you live in the state of Louisiana, your refund is doubled.
Nearly 66,000 Louisiana taxpayers who recently received bigger state refunds are finding out it was an accident.
Oops.
Not a gift from the state. They didn't just... decide to give you double what you were expecting back. No, this was an accident.
We had that same accident in 1997 when we went to the Super Bowl, and we were allowed to purchase 28 tickets per player. And the next day they came in and said, we probably should have given you guys 8. Can you please sell back the other 20?
Oops.
I don't know what happened here. Those tickets are gone.
Division of Administration spokesman Jacques Berry, because it's Louisiana.
Well, you got the French Jacques. Guy. You had to get the French guy in.
Told the state is in the process of trying to recover the money. The duplicate funds were discovered on Wednesday. Most were sent by direct deposit. and banks are being contacted.
What would you do, Hardy?
To reverse the overages. A small amount of the refunds were placed on debit cards, and those amounts are being backed out, quote unquote.
Oh, that sucks. Oof.
They've urged everyone who received the larger refund to not spend the money. I mean, I don't know how you get it. You know, it's mostly electronic filing now.
But if they could hit your account and withdraw and legally do it, what do you, even if you spent it, say, okay, I notice it and I hurry up and I rush and I take the cash out. If you had a debit card, they could say, okay, now you're negative $800.
Take it back.
Well, they can not only do that, but they can just say, all right, fine. You're not giving it back? Okay. That's that much he owes us on next year's taxes. I mean,
well, there you go.
You're going to be on the hook for it.
Well, you got a year to figure it out.
But how do you automatically double? How is that a mistake? How is that a mistake that gets made? Everything got doubled.
You just hit the times two.
I guess.
Click. Like
some guy
like
in accounting.
That easy. Yep. Just
whoops.
Whoops. Hit the two instead of the one.
So that's going on in Louisiana. I don't know what's going on in Norfolk, but for that, we talked to Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Not too much, guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I just want to talk about how the Patriots haven't made a splash yet this year in free agency. A trade could happen, but I think we have to consider the guys coming back from injury that were drafted last year. Only one player out of everybody they drafted, Michelle, Plake, Wynn, Dawson, Bentley, Sam, Berrios, they were all injured. They're coming back with the redshirt year, and any other team that would do that or have that happen would be crippled. But we won the Super Bowl. Let's go.
All right. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Are you in Virginia?
No, I am in Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. There was a theory, and thank you for the call. There was a theory that he changed his name so that he wouldn't have to answer about listening to Nick Cantles.
Yeah.
I thought he changed it from Mike in Virginia Beach to Mike in Norfolk.
Virginia Beach, right. But it's not him. Let's go, he said, Zoe. What?
Not Cantles.
Okay.
All right. He's a PD now.
Yep.
If you're looking for a job, we have job openings that we have to tell you about. This is not a Beasley Broadcasting initiative. This is just something we're doing on our own. TB12 is hiring.
Oh, what a great work environment, man.
TB12 is seeking a licensed acupuncturist. TB12 is a rapidly evolving organization assisting with day-to-day operations at TB12 facilities, blah, blah, blah. What do you think a licensed acupuncturist gig pays?
I'm going to say $80,000.
It's a good guess. Between $65,000 and $75,000 a year.
Supposedly I heard like one of the best ones is in Newton Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right around the bend from Mr. Sid.
Oh, all right. They're also looking for a body coach.
I'd do that.
And a partnerships director. That sounds like a sales gig.
Yeah. I know the guy that actually runs the entire thing. And not Brady.
Tom Brady.
No, not Brady, not Alex. A specific guy they handled for the branding and just the facilities and everything. Yeah. It's a great work environment. You get your T-shirts and those stretchy jeans that they all wear. Uggs.
Now,
Mandated.
Are those provided to you? The T-shirt, stretchy jeans, and
you
Uggs?
You know what's weird? You guys all have the, you know, you'll see Brady with the colored jeans as he always wear those like tan brown ones. They're like UPS jeans. I'm like, why do you guys always wear them? Because we got to deal with these. It's like those Joe jeans. They're nice jeans. Stretchy jeans.
I've got some on right now.
Do you like the Uggs? The Uggs shoes.
Delightful. And if that doesn't float your boat.
It's just fun. It's people, they have fun working there.
This is another job. It's not an opening, but it's job information. If you're considering working for the NFL.
Ooh.
The NFL is changing its dress code. The only casual. Okay, so this is from Pro Football Talk.
Okay.
No jacket, no tie. No fun league goes no jacket, no tie, with exceptions.
Are you talking about like NFL headquarters in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
I assume this is what it's all about.
Oh, this is where Cadell runs his 40 and they're all in suits.
345 Park Avenue, been done right? Yeah. It's been a daily jacket and tie convention during business hours for the Big Shield, but the only casual days, Saturdays and Sundays, but that recently changed. According to Daniel Kaplan of the Sports Business Journal, the league decided last month to ditch formal business attire in the workplace for the first time ever. Technically, now it's business casual, a term that NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy declined to define to the writer.
Oh,
because it's impossible to define.
Sounds he like did
a,
say,
sounds like a stiff environment.
Though. We continue to evolve. We continue to evolve policies to better reflect workplace practices. There is a caveat, though, to the no. To the
you know what
no
this is too?
Jacket, no tie thing. Here's the quote. In essence, if you are meeting with partners or people from outside, it is anticipated you would wear business attire.
Mm-hmm. That's standard. That'd be standard business here. Casual. If you have a client coming in and you're in a conference room, put something nice on.
Business casual.
But you know what? This comes. They don't want to come across as we're holier than thou, we're better than you. Sort of that snooty look, you know, where mm-hmm. where the bunch of stuffed suits and the ties and that. And this always happens with all the suspensions and that. And you go down there for a soundbite, they're all carrying their briefcases and they look, you know, dressed to the nines like, okay, we know what you're doing. You know, you're the no fun league. You're the no fun police. Who the hell are you? You know? Oh, I didn't see anything. Nothing came on my desk. They want to blend now. They're just regular guys here working, man. It's football, you know?
I mean, it would kind of suck. You know, you're working for the NFL. How much fun is that going to be? No, I got to put on a suit and tie every day.
Yep, I got to pay the fees to live in New York, to trek there, to have no parking space, to pay all those cabs. And oh, my God.
No fun whatsoever. Yep. But they're trying to make it more fun, though.
Well, good for them. They'll have more fun inside.
Look, you got to give them credit where it's due.
I do.
And give them a little bit of credit there. All right, so here's what's happening. We have the fake promos. Generally, I would listen to the fake promos along with Tom and Jim put them together every week. And then it's a collective. Sometimes Billy Lanny's involved. We'll all listen to them together. We'll decide, you know, what is everyone going to find funny? Because we find different things funny than anyone else. This week, I've not listened to any of them because I've been in Beatles chair for the last couple of days.
And none were limited. Tom produced 8. We're going to air 8.
Have you listened to them?
Yes.
Are you on board with airing all 8?
Yes.
Has Billy Lanny listened to them?
Nope, he was not in the room.
I'd feel more comfortable with another set of ears, but it's too late now.
He'll have a lot to set of ears in about 5 minutes.
And that's what bothers me, but we'll do it anyway. Fake Promo Friday coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. It's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor says it's time to lose weight, check them out at one of our 5 locations. I was actually in the one in Quincy yesterday. Very nice. Pleasant little place there. Weighed in. Got my food for the week. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
Did you use the bathroom while you were there?
I did not. I used it here 4 times.
Because you use a bathroom there at the office in Quincy, and when it flushes, by no fault of Awaken 180, the flush toilet just goes right out into the ocean.
So, yeah, just pleading for the good people of Quincy just to be better. Just don't. Throw and flush your sewage out into
it's not the, you know, people.
Public waters.
It's like
Finding Nemo.
It's disgusting.
It's not the people doing it. It
doesn't do good things for your property values. I know your location is very good.
I think it does wonders for the property value. All waste is out of the town.
It's in Dorchester now.
Yeah, let your kids swim in it. If
it's on its way to the Flemish Cap, depending on what the...
Flemish Cap, that's out there. Do you think that's why Beatles grass is
Gulf
so green?
Stream is doing. Yeah. Get out there.
Think Beatle, like left to right.
I think Beatle it? Says, hey... You know what? I don't need you. I don't need you lawn fertilizer people. I got Quincy water, which has poo in it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spray my yard with it. And that's why Beatles grass is so green.
Doesn't most wastewater have poo in it? Not just Quincy.
We'll find out. Which way does the Gulf Stream flow? Does it flow south or
north? Oh, we go south, yeah.
Doesn't it go like...
You got to go down around Africa.
This? Which is very effective on the radio, what I'm doing right now. This.
So it flows
it does this.
North to south, the Gulf Stream.
Yes. It goes like ziggity zag.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where our location
like east
is.
East to west
up
or something.
Down.
Or west to east.
Right.
Science.
All right.
Science.
Time for fake promos. I've not listened to any of these, so we're going to all hear them together for the first time, starting with.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hi, Barbara.
Good.
Hi. Listen, I'm just giving my dog a cookie. I'm sorry.
What kind of cookie?
But anyway, no, like, I make him little meatballs because he's got IBS.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There it is.
Most underrated part of that, most people would say, oh, what kind of dog? Zoe, what kind of cookie?
What kind of cookie?
Well, we've already had discussions about the dog. She has a golden retriever.
Oh, okay. So there's
it's
information.
Barbara. We know Barbara.
By the way, I was right about the Gulf Stream. It comes up from the Gulf and goes north. Oh, I learned that from Jaws. Came from the Gulf Stream, from Southern Waters.
True.
Oh, my God. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. A Louisiana license plate.
That's right. Sportsman's right paradise.
Throw it right there in the dark. Dock.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What's your brother Charlie think?
What are you talking about?
I thought you had a brother Charlie.
No, I ain't got a brother Charlie, but I do have a brother Brian.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I couldn't have nailed that dude any more than I nailed that dude that day, and he tried to play dumb.
I got a brother, Brian.
Jim, you remember that? I got that brother. My brother, Charlie, said that. Nobody talked that way except that guy.
I got a sister, Marie.
I got a sister, Gina.
I don't got a brother, Charlie.
And a brother, Brian.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So, yeah, in essence, traded him for a fifth. I just think it's amazing what Dante Schenectady does with these players 2 years in a row.
You ever been to Schenectady, New York?
We're getting punked.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's still a part of me that thinks that wasn't real.
Schenectady is a nice little place up right past Saratoga.
I think Schenectady is harder to say than Scarnecchia.
Schenectady. It's nice.
Dante Schenectady.
Tan face? We were getting punked.
Did he say tan face Schenectady?
Tan face Schenectady. All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the first 5 to 8 minutes. I would have gone as much as 10, where I thought you guys looked pretty good, especially in the middle third there. Because I already bug Shalry about this, and I bug Clyde Sims about it in the postgame show.
Why don't you guys
always commit before the kick is taken, and a middle shot would have a really good chance of going in?
Absolutely.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Absolutely, says the Brit from Cleveland.
He's not British. It's Brad Friedel, who's the head coach, and Matt McCarthy, who also works the Revs games. You can appreciate everything I was just saying.
I do.
About that penalty kick.
Very much so.
And the coach agreed with me.
You should have heard Hardy out in the hallway here with Judd Surratt, who does the play-by-play for the Bruins, talking hockey. Just Hardy is just so well-versed using hockey lingo, and I had to turn and just walk away. Talking about dicking in the puck and, you know, just scraping things out.
It's very well-versed, Hardy, in just about everything, I would say.
Including the Gulf Stream, as it turns out.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Julian Edelman is getting a bump as part of the process.
Your number one meal pie.
It's almost like Brady has had to adapt. I don't think it will.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Only happened with McCone.
McCone's squeaky microphone. Yeah, it's fixed now.
It is.
Yeah.
Somebody WD-40'd this.
It was a silicone-based lubricant.
Okay.
Not WD-40. They went with something different.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I heard that live and I thought the exact same thing.
Starting to be a little perverted.
Yeah.
Jaguar lady.
When he get into the horny bushes, as they were described to us.
Unbelievable.
Oof. This used to be a family program. Good Lord.
Yeah. Two more? This is good. Okay, two
it's
more.
Really good.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
1 year ago today, we got hammered.
I believe it.
Probably. I believe it, but I don't remember it.
I try to block those things out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I really don't remember that segment.
I don't remember that conversation either, but we were talking about the snowstorm that had happened.
I think all three of us were doing something different at the time. Then the topic came up, and then the lights were on, and everybody's supposed I just, okay.
Thinking about something else, looking at something else.
I was reading an email.
Else.
Beatle was on his phone staring at it like down like this. Booking flights for next year. Yeah, I don't believe. Yep.
That's not not until.
Beatle's never done that.
That's not until NFL schedule day when he does that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He says Rob Gronkowski hasn't made his decision.
Bull crap.
Oh.
Bull.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, brother. Good job last 2 days.
Thanks. It was fun.
It was fun watching our boss, Mary Mena, walk by. And first time ever she saw Fat Face Felger on NBC Sports.
I don't think she recognized
him. She lost it.
God, he's a different man.
Fat Sarge. We saw Fat Sarge and Fat Felger today. So it was a good day.
It's different. All right.
Hey, have a safe weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Matt McCarthy.
Thanks, you guys.
McCarthy. Thanks, Check everybody. Out his next podcast.
Pelgrim Matt is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.